I wanted the shed to be like a composite garden shed, you know, a collective, almost like a memory of what a shed would might have in it. I'm trying to remember what, you know, I had in my garden shed when I was a kid. So it's almost like a historical thing. But, I went round Carl Boot sales and things sort of leapt out at me and I recognised them as things that I might identify had been in my garden shed, then I bought them. And a lot of my friends gave me things from their sheds, so it was almost like a cumulative sort of collective idea of what a shed might contain. And when people, you went around people's sheds, you realise almost anything could be in there, you know, from hair rollers to your favourite books to overspill from the house almost. So it's almost like the shed was like the attic. And because I think originally I was almost thinking like blowing up an attic, the shed became this little self-contained unit which was almost like where you put all your baggage, all the stuff you don't really want to throw away.